Hello, I'm Denise Lowe. I'm a fifth generation Kansan, and in our family, we have a long tradition of understanding the creature, the jackalope. I've written an entire book about jackalope stories, in fact, and this is one about a jackalope who is taking a drive across I-70 and stops for a pit stop. Jackalope walks into a truck stop. Jack looks at his reflection in the convex mirror over the door of the High Plains Gas and Go. His antlers distort into a maze of contorted twists, crazy looking. Sometimes he doesn't believe he is real either. The electric door beeper keeps beeping, so he moves into the crowded store. He can barely make it through the aisles crammed with supplies. He continues past the coolers until he finds the unisex restroom. On the way out, he stops and pulls 3 liters of bottled water out of the refrigerator case. In the shimmering glass reflections, oddly, he sees a floating American Indian woman caught in a net. He turns. Behind him is a shelf of kitsch for sale. Pocahontas is snared inside a macrame dream catcher. Beside her, a ceramic Lakota man paddles a canoe. A bronze Apache man wrestles an alligator. Jack sighs. Then he sees a wire rack of postcards. In front is a Greetings from Kansas card with a large jackalope profiled against sunflowers. He rotates the display slowly. Great Warrior Jackalope catches his eye. Another card is a scientific illustration with the description, Western Jackalope. The first white man to see the singular fauna specimen is trapper George McLean in 1829. Jack has heard that old urban legend many times. The card continues on the back. They only sing on dark nights before a storm. That part is right, as far as it goes. The family-friendly postcard company censored the X-rated details about lightning's erotic effects. Jack selects 128 cards for his nieces and nephews and heads to the counter. Kinda windy out there, he says to the woman at the register. Pictures of blonde kids, different sizes, are visible next to her crossword puzzle. Yeah, kinda from the southwest today, she says without looking up. But then she notices his paw on the Alexander Hamilton bills. Her water-blue eyes snap awake. Hey, are you one of those jackalopes I hear about? Yes, I am, Jack says and straightens up. I thought so. Say, she smirks, I hear you guys are, well, you know. Jack feels his ears burn, but answers, that could be. Just in case, thought you ought to know, we've got more cards in our adult room at the back. She stops as a man and 2 teenagers clang through the door. She lowers her voice. You might check them out, back and to the left. She adds with a smile, I can join you soon. Thanks, Jack mumbles as he pockets the change. He starts to hop away, but curiosity gets the best of him. Uncle Chubby's birthday is coming up and the old fellow is so hard to shop for. As Jack goes back down the aisle, he sees a reflection of the clerk in the glass door. She leers at him openly. Oh, well, he'll be delayed at this pit stop longer than he planned. That is the story, Jackalope Walks Into a Truck Stop, from the book Jackalope by Denise Lowe, Red Mountain Press of Santa Fe.
Thanks to radio reader Denise Lowe for sharing one of Jackalope's stories. The only thing missing is red Himalayan sea salt to inspire us as we began reading a collection of similarly entertaining stories in Kurlansky's Edible Stories. Find more at hppr.org.
I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm. Still can't find how to hold my hand.